Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss William Empson. Now the dates of William Empson are from 1906 to 1984 and he was an English critic, poet as well as an academic. He taught at university and he is particularly famous as a critic, especially for his work called Seven Types of Ambiguity. Okay, but he was not limited to being a critic and as I said he was also a poet. And he is known for his immense influence on 20th century literary criticism and for his rational and metaphysical poetry. And Seven Types of Ambiguity was published in 1930 and it is considered to be one of the most influential critical works of the first half of the 20th century. And it was essentially a close examination of poetic texts. And Empson's special contribution in this work was his suggestion that uncertainty or the overlap of meaning in the use of a word could be an enrichment of poetry rather than a fault. And his book abounds with examples, many examples. And this book also helped lay down the foundations of new criticism, or let's say the critical school of new criticism. But you should keep in mind that a lot of things which Empson says are used by the new critics, but he himself never called himself a new critic because he does not disregard authorial intention. Because if you have read New Criticism, you will agree that the only thing which new critics focus on is close reading or close examination of the text. So no context is considered. But William Empson refused to divorce himself from authorial intention. And Empson's later criticism includes many uncollected essays and one book which is titled Milton's God. Okay, Milton's God, which came out in 1961. In this book, his extreme rationalism is directed against a positive valuation of the Christian God. And the later body of his writings concerns itself with biography and textual criticism, as well as with issues of interpretation and literary theory in general. So, from an exam point of view, you should remember that William Empson is famous for the work Seven Types of Ambiguity. And the complete title of this is Seven Types of Ambiguity, A Study of Its Effects on English Verse. Okay? Seven Types of Ambiguity, A Study of Its Effects on English Verse. And one more thing you should note down is that William Empson had a degree in mathematics as well as English. And this is relevant because in his poetry, Empson employed a more objective, non-sentimental language, which ultimately reflects his competence as a mathematician and his reverence for science. And of course, as a poet because he is writing poetry. And another thing you should keep in mind is, in the seven types of ambiguity, what are the seven main types of ambiguity which he talks about? Okay, so, but before that, let me tell you a little bit about this work. In brief, Empson's theory was that things are often not what they seem, that words connote at least as much as they denote, and very often more. And Empson explained that, I quote, "We call it ambiguous when we recognize that there could be a puzzle as to what the author meant. In that, alternative views might be taken without sheer misreading. An ambiguity in ordinary speech means something very pronounced and as a rule witty or deceitful." Unquote. And Empson uses the word in an extended sense and finds relevance in any verbal nuance, however slight it may be, and which gives the room for alternative reactions to the same piece of language. Okay, and you know, there's a famous line by him where he says that the machinations of ambiguity are among the very roots of poetry. Okay, this is a very famous line. The machinations of ambiguity are among the very roots of poetry. Now, as I said, he mentions seven ambiguities. So let's go through all of the seven one by one. The first or simplest type of ambiguity he defines as a word or a grammatical construction effective in several ways at once. Okay, so iska matlab hai metaphor. Simple metaphor ko ye keh rahe hain. After that, second, this type of ambiguity occurs when two or more meanings are resolved into one. Okay, an example ke liye, no, double grammar in Shakespeare. That can be a good example of this kind of ambiguity. Third, it consists of two apparently disconnected meanings given simultaneously. Okay, two apparently disconnected meanings given simultaneously. So, example can be a pun, P-U-N, pun. And by extension, it can also refer to allegory or pastoral, where reference is made to more than one universe of discourse. Okay? Now coming to fourth one. The fourth occurs when alternative meanings combine to make clear a complicated state of mind in the author. And, you know, Empson goes on to give examples from Shakespeare, John Donne, Hopkins. After that, fifth. The fifth consists of what Empson calls fortunate confusion. Okay, fortunate confusion. This is the term that he uses. And he gives examples from P.B. Shelley, Swinburne, suggesting the possibility that 19th century technique is in part the metaphysical tradition dug up when rotten. After that, the sixth ambiguity. This type of ambiguity occurs when a statement in itself meaningless or contradictory forces the reader to supply interpretations. After that, seventh one, it marks a division in the author's mind. Okay, this is the seventh one. It marks a division in the author's mind. So, from an exam point of view, remember the seven ambiguities which William Empson mentions. Uske baad, remember the complete title of this work, Seven Types of Ambiguity, a study of its effect on English verse. And one more important work by William Empson you should keep in mind, which is Milton's God, which came out in 1961.